Module 5. Labour Market Offer and Employment Conditions. Introduction. Knowledge of labour market situation and active employment policy measures can be crucial information for attracting foreign investors' attention. Therefore, it should be considered the fact that Croatia is part of a unique European market on which free movement of workers is performed. Except introducing foreign investor with possibilities of employment, types and procedure of employment and basic legal regulations in employer-employee relation and employer-director relation are relevant. Glossary. Labour market, labour offer and demand. Employer, legal or natural person who employs workers. Candidate, person chosen from employer for the purpose of employment. Employee, person who signs employment contract and performs activities at employer's directions. Worker, see employee. Posted worker, employee who by the employer's directions stays and works in another country. Foreign national, a person who is not Croatian citizen and it has EEA, Swiss Confederation or third country citizenship or is a person without citizenship. EU, European Union. EEA, European Economic Area. EEA countries include EU countries and also Iceland, Liechtenstein and Norway. Switzerland is neither an EU or EEA member, but it is a part of single market. EURES, network between European Commission and Public Employment Services in EEA state members which promotes labour mobility. 1. Labour market. 1.1. Overview, theoretical framework. Within this unit, you will learn what FDI advisors should know about labour market and active employment policy in Croatia, as well as the relations between entrepreneurs and labour market. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, you will be able to teach future FDI advisors to track labour market trends, apply activities regarding employer-labour market relation. Introduction. The labour market is controlled by labour offer and labour demand. Through labour market, employers search and hire employees and employees find employment. The labour market is a term for labour market information which can access pupils, students, unemployed persons or any other beneficiaries who are in need of support in the process of making a career choice. Since business market is opened to global competition, companies, economies, and countries are confronted to bigger competition. Companies or economies' competitiveness depends on its opportunity, on adjustment to market changes, and possibility of latest technical and technological achievements use. When current state of labour market in Croatia is compared with other EU members, it reveals unfavourable structure and unsatisfactory dynamics of change. Croatia is ranked among the top of three, the worst members EU according to the basic indicators. Unemployment rate, employment rate, population activity rate, proportion of long-term unemployment, proportion of very long-term unemployment, average working life, youth unemployment rate. Central Bureau of Statistics collects year level of all relevant data on labour market, number of unemployed, labour market needs, participation of scarce professions, level of education of unemployed, etc. The latest data on labour market situation are published on official web pages of Croatian Central Bureau of Statistics. In Croatian Central Bureau of Statistics report are published data about active population regarding administrative sources and gender, index of the number of employed in legal entity based on gender and area of business activity, employed in legal entity in general and based on areas of business activity with methodological explanations. On the Croatian Central Bureau of Statistics web pages, statistical data about unemployed rate by county are published. It is crucial for FDI advisor to monitor changes on the labour market and to be well informed about the available workforce. That is very important information for foreign investor when making a decision about opening a new company and investing in the foreign country. 1.2. Labour market supply and employers. Croatian Employment Service, as a state institution, accepts regular activities like helping unemployed people in job searching, pre-qualification and education, provides other services like consulting, job ad adjustments to individual employers' needs and selection of appropriate candidates. Employers can also use meeting facilities in employment service area with no charge when having an interview with potential candidates. When searching suitable work, employers can also use other employment agencies' services. They provide services like Croatian Employment Service, and most of them are specialized like agencies for seafarers' employment. Before recommending it to the foreign investor, employment agency background should be checked as well as conditions that employer should fulfill. When searching adequate workforce, employers make job advertisements in which all data about the position, competencies, skills and a required level of education is written. It is not obligated by law to inform Croatian Employment Service or any other state institution about vacancy and results. The employer can find a suitable candidate and hire him without using services of employment institution or other employment agency. Job advertisement can be published in daily or weekly newspaper, web pages or in person. Before determination of the future employee's profile and employment conditions, it is in employer's interest to know conditions for obtaining the state of local funds for employment. 1.3. Employment policies measures. In order to decrease unemployment, Government of the Republic of Croatia leads active employment policy and makes once a year measure packet. Active employment policies measures which stimulate employment, specialization, professional qualification, training on workplace, seasonal employment, workplace preservation by employers who have difficulties in business, specific group comprehension in public work programs, have common goals, decreasing unemployment rate with special focus on youth, persons over 50 years, long-term unemployed persons, employment rate boost. Financial support and aid can be diverse. It depends on employment boost, one-time non-refundable financial aid, refund of social security contributions costs in a certain percentage, in total amount, in certain time limit, etc. Employer can obtain also support in education and training programs for his future employee. He needs to apply for it at Croatian Employment Service. In the moment of writing aid application, two basic conditions have to be fulfilled. Chosen candidate has to be registered as an unemployed person in employment service base. Whole company's debt to the state must be paid. Taxes, social security contributions, and other public liabilities. Other conditions depend on active employment measures and can be checked on employment service and official government web pages. Regardless of the aid given by employment service, Croatian government stimulates employers with an exemption of social security contribution obligation for employers who hire youth under 30 years and persons for whom this is first employment. This is defined by Contribution Act. Most cities have employment boost programs, so information on web pages from local authorities also should be tracked. Entrepreneurs can use programs and aid on local level, nevertheless, if program on the state level is used. 1.4. Important/exceptions. Active employment policy programs can be basis for employers' business expanding. Examples of employment boost on state and local level. Croatian Employment Service, new employment policy measure. City of Opatija, employers' boost program. 1.5. Tips from professionals. When recruiting, employers should use the support that Croatian Employment Service and/or other employment agencies offer for candidate selection. It is in employers' interest to use possibilities offered within active employment policy measures and employment office free services. FDI advisors should let their clients know of the various types of free child support from the employment office. 2. Provisions which regulate employer-employee relation. 2.1 Overview/Theoretical Framework. This unit is designed to introduce the national legal acts and European Union provisions from labour market and work law field, which every FDI advisor needs to know. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, you will be able to teach your students, potential FDI advisors, too. Identify legal regulation regarding work and labour relation and track any potential changes. Use the information in their work with foreign investors. 2.1.1 European Union. European Union seeks to promote social progress and to improve living and working conditions for European citizens. Regarding working rights, European Union establishes minimum standards which complement political initiatives made by EU member states. European Union brings into force the laws, directives, which establish minimum requirements for work and employment conditions, employees notifying and consulting. A higher level of protection can be given to employees if a member state decides to. From EU labour law have benefit employers and whole society as well. It gives clear framework, rights and obligations, provides employees health protection and promotes sustained economic growth. European Union encourages free movement of goods, services, capital and workers by Labour Rights Act. From Directive 2040/15/EU of the European Parliament and of the Council of the 16th of April 2014 on measures facilitating the exercise of rights conferred on workers in the context of freedom of the movements for workers. The free movement of workers gives every citizen of the Union, irrespective of his or her place of residence, the right to move freely to another member state in order to work there and/or to reside there for work purposes. It protects them against discrimination on grounds of nationality as regards access to employment, conditions of employment and work, in particular with regard to remuneration, dismissal and tax and social advantages, by ensuring their equal treatment under national law, practice and collective agreements in comparison to nationals of that member state. 2.1.2 EURES. Freedom of workers' movement in European Union opens new possibilities for finding appropriate employee with certain knowledge and skills. With that purpose, web portal EURES, European Employment Service, was made, which aims to facilitate the free movement of workers within the countries of the European Economic Area. Partners in the network include public employment services, trade unions and employer organizations. On foreign employers' request, job advertisement is possible to be published on Croatian Employment Service web pages. Employers can use public services in order to contact potential workers and fill in job vacancy. 2.1.3 National Legal Regulations. National legal regulations on which employer-employee relations and working contract are based. Labour law. Labour relations in Croatia are defined by labour law, if is not defined differently by other law or international contract, which is concluded and confirmed in order with Constitution of Croatia. Collective agreement. The collective agreement is a written agreement between workers represented by the union and one or more employers, employers' association, which has legal effect. Possible problems and situations are regulated by collective agreement. Workers' and employees' obligations are established and rights are protected with the goal of achieving workers' equal status in the same profession. Some of the professions in which collective agreement are established are commerce, hotel and catering industry, construction industry, wood industry. The employment contract between employer and employee is based on labor law regulations and collective agreement. If needed, it depends on employer's business activity. If employer's business field is in a profession for which collective agreement is in force, he is obligated to apply it. Rights and obligations, which are not in detail defined by labor law, are established by collective agreement. These rights and obligations, for example, are annual leave regarding workers' occupational record, salary accounting based on workplace classification, various tax-free reimbursement, and other rights. Income tax law. Defined basic minimum salary, reliefs and workers' right on tax-free reimbursement, authors' royalties, other income, pupils' and students' payments, etc. The Act on Minimum Wage. Ways of defining minimum wage are prescribed by the Act on Minimum Wage, that is, the lowest amount of gross salary which belongs to employee for full work time. Full work time is 40 hours per week. Retirement insurance law. Ways of employees' registration and dismissal, as well as changes during employment, are defined by retirement insurance law and health insurance law. Labor regulations. Labor regulation is an internal document extending the scope of the rights and obligations of the employer and the employee in their mutual relationship, which are not covered by the labor law. For an employer employing 20 or more employees, this internal document is mandatory. However, an employer who does not have a statutory obligation to have the labor regulations still has the interest to draw it up in order to protect his interests in specific situations. One of the examples is when employee terminates labor contract in a short time after employment. Employer was legally obliged to obtain all necessary certificates needed for work on his expense, which employee can use by another employer or until their expiration. With labor regulation, employer can protect himself and obligate employee for a refund of whole or certain percent of his expense. Labor regulation is based on labor law and collective agreement and must not be in conflict with any of it. Before signing employment contract, employer is obligated to give employee labor regulation, if there is any, to read and sign its acceptance. 2.2. Important/exceptions. Foreign nationals' employment. Foreign citizens' employment is based on labor law, collective agreement, if needed for certain professions, and law on foreign nationals. The procedure of EU foreign nationals and EEA member state nationals' employment is the same as for Croatian nationals. They are equal in all rights and obligations. For third countries' nationals, the conditions of entry and movement, employment and stay in the host country are defined in the law on foreign nationals. Every year, Croatian government makes a decision on the annual quota of foreign citizen employment permits. With this decision, I established annual quota for extension of issued employment permits, annual quota for new foreign citizen permits, annual quota seasonal workers in agriculture and forestry permits, annual quota intra-corporate transferee permits, unique residence and work permit. Residence and work permit is a unique license which allows foreign citizen work and residence in host country. It is issued in the form of decision by the police department or police station in charge to foreign citizens who fulfills the conditions of the authorization and supporting documents are needed. First, labor contract, written confirmation from of concluded labor contract or adequate work proof. Second, the proof of foreign educational qualification. Third, the proof of company, branch, representation, craft, association, or institution's registration. On the Ministry of the Interior web pages are published detailed information of work and residence permit authorization conditions and procedures. Some of published information. Which foreign nationals can work without work and residence permit or work registration certificate? work and residence permit based on an out-of-annual quota, which foreign nationals can work till 30, 60 and 90 days with work registration permit. Highly qualified third country nationals residents, and more other categories. More information about residence and work permit for foreign citizens, see Module 6. 2.3. Tips from professionals. Complexity and broadness of national provisions on employee-employee relation are huge and demand support of relevant professionals. In most cases, it is recommended that investor hire a lawyer specified in labor law when conducting an employment contract. The investor should be informed that undeclared employment is strictly controlled. Penalties like unregistered employee, employment contract uncoordinated with legislation, employees' late registrations, under minimum salary, salary and legal obligations unpayment, employment contract manipulations or even incorrect or not completely filled contracts result with high fines even after company closure. Inspection is made by State Administration Office, Public Service and Tax Department. 3. Types of employment. 3.1 Overview / Theoretical Framework. This unit is designed to introduce types and procedures of employment and additional useful information in employer-employee relation to the learners. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, you will be able to teach your students FDI advisors to understand and implement different types of employment procedure. Understand implementation of national legal provisions from work and work relations fields. 3.1.1 Introduction. There are few types of employment based on legal regulations on which employment contract between employer and employee can be concluded. Any kind of employment contract defines obligations and protects the rights of both contracting parties, employee and employer. Permanent employment. Employment without termination date. Fixed term employment. Employment with specified reasons for employment and termination date. Seasonal employment. Fixed term employment with specified termination date. Permanent seasonal employment. The occupational records goes even though employee does not work. During standby, employers pays monthly pension contribution and health insurance is paid by the state, one of the employment boost measure. 3.2. Employment procedure, employers and employees obligations. 3.2.1. Employment procedure. When searching for adequate workforce, employers make job advertisement in which all data about the position, competencies, skills and required level of education is written. Before publishing job ad, in order to find an appropriate employee, employer has the possibility to use help from the Croatian Employment Service to adjust ad to his needs. Application needs for worker to the Croatian Employment Service can be submit on the application form PR. There is no legal obligation for the employer to report Employment Service or any other public institution about job applications or its results. Job advertisement can be published on several web pages. Croatian Employment Service, My Job, Job, other employment agencies' web pages. There are following steps after job ad's expiration date. Review of received CV, interview and candidate selection. 3.2.2 Employers and employees' obligations. When employer has chosen a candidate, the following steps are required. Gathering and validation of other documentation of the selected candidate. Documents listed or attached to the curriculum vitae of the selected candidate are only candidate's personal statements or documentation which proves that conditions of the application are fulfilled. Additional documentation is required when employment contract is signed for the work evidence, legal service, and accounting needs, salary calculation divisions. In order for the employer to ensure that he will have all the necessary documentation in time to fulfill his obligations accepted by signing the employment contract, he/she has the right to request the complete documentation before signing the employment contract. For the complete list of potentially necessary additional documentation, see Annex 5.3.1a, please. Gathering all extra documentation which is obligated in specific business branches. An applicant can have valid certificates from his former employer, for example, sanitary examination certificate, caterer, hairdresser, beautician, etc., hygienic minimum certificate, caterer, and/or medical examination certificate, construction workers. If validation date of mentioned documents is expired, employer's obligation is to obtain employee new certificate. Mentioned documents expense is paid by the employer. 3.1.3 Presentation and acceptance of labor regulation. The employer is obliged to give employee labor regulation, if there is any, to read and sign its acceptance. On the other hand, employee has to read it and sign decision of its acceptance. 3.1.4 Work safety and fire protection. Work safety is a legal obligation for the employer. If he is not qualified himself or has not a qualified employee, he must use external associates' services. With each new employment, worker has to pass work safety exam. Each employee has to obtain also the fire protection certificate. However, employee can present this certificate to the new employer, even though it was issued at the former employer. 3.1.5 Employment contract. After employer is ensured that has all necessary documentation and it is in order to legal requirements and his business policy, the last step can be fulfilled, drawing up and signing employment contract. There are standard employment contract forms for indefinite and fixed-term period, which contains all basic elements and regulations that the contract must have. If wanted, the employer can make employment contract with more details and regulations. All regulations included in employment contract must be in accordance with labor law and other legal regulations foreseen for specific cases or certain profession. For basic information about labor contract, contact C. Annex 5.3.1b, please. 3.1.6 Fixed-term employment contract specifics. The fixed-term employment contract can be made in only unique cases. Conditions, duration and renewal possibilities are regulated by labor law, Article 12 and 13. Fixed-term contract reasons can be replacement for an absent employee, large amount of work, seasonal employment, other. 3.1.7 Teleworking contract specifics. A teleworking contract, work from home, has prescribed contact as well as a standard employment contract, in which additional conditions can be added. Some of the additional elements can be equipment use, materials, communication costs payment, responsible person define, work time, work organization, quality and quantity of product/services, business time frame. However, health and work protection regulations are not optional. They must be included in this type of employment contract. 3.2.1 Other employer-employee obligations. Some specific business legislation requires that employees pass additional exams, for example, in some industries connected with user/customers' health protection, employee is obligated to make sanitary examination. Sanitary certificate has to be renewed within the legal deadline. Employees in catering industry must pass hygienic minimum exam. Construction workers are obligated to do health examination before employment. Additionally, each employer is obliged to choose a specialist of occupational medicine for his employees, usually according to the working place, filling in the appropriate form verified by a stamp and signature of the responsible person. The employees have to be informed about the responsible chosen specialist of occupational medicine. Some examples of occupational medicine are selection/change of a specialist of occupational medicine, form RA, an order for assessment of the worker's health ability, form NR1, an order for assessment of the worker's health ability for night work, report of worker's medical examination about his health ability to work with a computer. This and more other forms can be found on the website of Croatian Institute for Health Protection and Safety at Work. FDI advisor should inform his client about additional requirements at the selected specialist of occupational medicine and public health institute. 3.1.9. Registration in retirement and health insurance system. When hiring the first employee, employer must make a registration in Social and Retirement Security Subject Registry. Next to the registration form, following documentation must be attached. 3.1.10. Legal entity. Decision of registration in the court register. Decision from Croatian Central Bureau of Statistics about the company's business activity in line with the National Classification of Business Activities. 3.1.11. Natural persons, SP. Decision of registration in trade registry. Work record book of the employee. Identity card copy of the employee. Confirmation of the beginning of personal insurance on the form. In case of foreign citizens, work permit. Registration forms for legal entity and the natural persons are the same. Form M1P for retirement security and Form 1 for health insurance. Employer who has two and less employees brings in-person employment registration forms at the retirement and health insurance office. Employee registration and changes during employment through official retirement insurance web page is obligated when hiring three and more employees. When registering new employees in the retirement and health insurance, following documents are needed. Field form for retirement insurance registration, Form M1. Field form for health insurance registration, Form 2. Field signed and stamped employment contract by employer and employee. Copy of employee's identity card. In case of employee's registration through internet, health insurance form is not needed because the registration is managed automatically through the retirement insurance system. In case that employer register employees in person, this is possible for the first ones, he needs to register them in both insurance system and be very careful to register them in the retirement system before they start working, since there are serious fines if this requirement is not fulfilled. Application forms may be found on the websites of Croatian Pension Insurance Institute and Croatian Institute for Health Insurance. 3.3. Important/exceptions. Employer who has 20 employees or more must hire a certain number of people with disabilities. If employer don't fulfill this obligation, he has to pay monthly fees according to the formula prescribed by the law. General conditions of employment are defined by labor law, professional rehabilitation law, and employment of persons with disabilities, and in some cases by collective agreements. Detailed information about employment of disabled persons, prescribed formula, personal rehabilitation and employment of disabled persons, and regulations may be found on the web page of Croatian Dental Medicine Chamber. 3.4. Tips from professionals. Unemployed board member, director and managerial contract. Unemployed board member and company's executive director is obliged to register at Croatian Retirement Insurance Registry. This applies for board member who is not employed in any company in Croatia or other country which has a signed agreement on double taxation avoidance with Croatia. In this case, retirement insurance institution will make a decision of retirement, health insurance and work protection contributions. These contributions are board member private obligation and it cannot be part of business expense. The base for payment of contribution is the minimum base defined for payment of contribution. By the order on the amounts of bases of statutory insurance contributions for 2018, Article 8, number 6, and Article 19.1, base for payment of contribution for employed board member or company's executive director is substantially lower. In some cases, investors want to have a managerial contract with board member or company's executive director to define and protect each other's interests. There is no standard form for the managerial contract. However, it should include detailed responsibilities description, manager's commitment when company representing, contract conclusion, organization and business control, etc. Managers' rights, like, for example, business phone, vehicles and apartment use, are also defined in this contract. Managerial contract can be employment contract in the same time, and it can be concluded without employment. More information about other working contracts possibilities without establishing the employment relationship you can read in Annex 5.3.3. Module 5. Annex. 5.3.1a. Types of employment, employment procedure, employers and employees' obligations. Possible documentation in worker evidence and accountancy. Job application. Qualification credentials. Curriculum vitae. Identity card copy. Occupational record document. Bank account document. Other documents. Sanitary booklet. Fire protection certificate. Hygienic minimum certificate. Health examination certificate, etc. Statement of labor regulation acceptance. Labor contract. Confirmation of employment registration on retirement insurance. Confirmation of employment registration on health insurance. Confirmation of occupational record. Tax deduction form. It is issued by tax department on employee's request, or it can be listed by employer from tax department web pages through e-tax department program. 5.3.1b. Employment contract. Labor contract must have this basic information. Employers and employees basic data. Position name and work description. Place of work. Employee can work on more than one location. Start of work date and end in case of fixed term contract. Probationary period not needed in case of fixed term contract. Termination period not needed in case of fixed term contract. Weekly work time maximum 40 hours per week. Gross salary amount. Salary payment date, refunds for days of sick leave, gross salary allowance, overtime work, night work, feast and public holiday work, work in shifts, difficult work conditions, etc., shown in percentage on gross salary, and stimulation amount which is not obligatory. Daily and weekly rest, annual leave duration, work time schedules, beginning and end of daily work. Termination period. Not needed in case of fixed term contract. Annex 5.3.3. Other working contracts possibilities without establishing the employment relationship. There are various possibilities of employment without establishing a working relationship. In this case, it should be considered labor law provisions and definition of dependent employment. Dependent employment is done by employees who have signed labor contract. In case when there is a regular need for a certain position, it cannot be classified as temporarily or occasional activities done by pupil or students. On-call contract, temporary and occasional work. Copyright agreement with the certificate from a professional association, artistic work. Copyright agreement without the certificate from professional association. On this contract, employer does not define daily or weekly working time and it cannot last for a long time. Scholar agreement. Agreement signed with scholar center. Student contract. Contract signed with student center. Pupils or student work must be temporary and occasional. In case of permanent need of position, employee is obligated to hire an employee. learners on practice. Contract is signed with learner's school. Professional development without establishing a working relationship. Governmental employment boost. Contract is signed with employment service and employee.